President Trump is calling a peace deal his administration has brokered between Israel and the United Arab Emirates historic. Others see it differently. For more, let's bring in NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman. And Michelle, the deal between Israel and the UAE, a wealthy sovereign state the Israelis have worked with informally before, not Israel and the Palestinians. But what does this deal allow?
Well, it allows for these two countries to normalize diplomatic relations and become above board with it. As you said, you know, they've worked privately for many years together, mostly on counterterrorism. But this is going to be out in the open, which is important for Israel symbolically. Trump says they're going to be signing a series of agreements on trade, tourism, and on opening embassies. And the Emiratis say there's something in it for Arab countries, too, that this should put a stop to Israel's controversial plans to annex parts of the West Bank.
So what are Palestinians saying about this?
Well, you know, of course, they want the West Bank as their part of their future state, right? So Hanan Ashrawi, a senior Palestinian official, took to Twitter today to complain that Israel's getting rewarded for not declaring openly what it has been doing to Palestine, that is, building on land that the Palestinians hope will be part of their future state. She's also suggesting that the Emiratis are selling out the Palestinians with this deal, and you're hearing complaints from other Palestinians about that as well.
Okay. Well, the deal does benefit Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu and President Trump because they're both arguably at maybe their weakest politically. And President Trump was asked in his press conference or his presentation of this deal, why now? What did he say?
Well, he's making a big deal out of it. Secretary of State Pompeo said that it's been in the works for some time. They've been talking about this. And remember, this whole issue of annexation kind of came to a head this summer. Netanyahu was promising to take this step to declare sovereignty over Israeli settlements in the West Bank. And this sort of gives him a way out of that. You know, the Arab world was furious with this. The Emiratis in particular were furious with this. And it was going to be a huge problem politically. And Netanyahu has to think about who comes next in the White House. If President Trump loses to Joe Biden, that could be an issue for him going ahead. And then otherwise, you know, this gives Trump some good news to tout. His vision for the Middle East, the project that his son-in-law led, has really gone nowhere since it was announced earlier this year.
Well, in fact, is the idea of a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians still alive at all in the Middle East?
That's hard to say. It doesn't look like it. I mean, if they don't follow through with annexation, possibly we'll see. I should point out that during that big White House ceremony earlier this year, when they announced the vision, the United Arab Emirates ambassador was the only Arab official at the White House. So it's no surprise here that the UAE is the one Arab country that's taking this step today.
Okay. President Trump announcing a deal brokered by his White House between the Israelis and the Emiratis, the United Arab Emirates. We will be hearing more about this, I'm sure, from Michelle Kellerman, NPR diplomatic correspondent, over the course of the day. Thank you.
Thank you.